You know Schneider has led the trucking industry for 80 years. And you know Schneider has the widest variety of driving career options. But have you recently searched all of Schneider's career opportunities near you? At Schneider, we've made it easier than ever. Visit SchneiderJobs.com, enter your zip code, and click search. That's it. Don't miss out on the driving career you've always wanted. Visit SchneiderJobs.com, enter your zip code, and search. That's SchneiderJobs.com.
Football fans, Real Time Sports in Elk Grove Village is your spot for your fantasy draft this season. Featuring Wi-Fi, even private rooms, food and drink specials are available. For more information, visit realtimesportsbar.com.
MasterCard and Stand Up To Cancer are teaming up. Now, when you use your MasterCard to dine out and pay for a meal of $10 or more, MasterCard will donate to Stand Up To Cancer up to $4 million, one precious cent at a time. So call up your friends and start making dinner plans. Because friends who sit together, stand together. MasterCard and Stand Up To Cancer. Priceless. For more information, go to priceless.com/causes.
Applies to qualifying restaurant purchases made with U.S. MasterCards. PIN transactions ineligible. Stand Up To Cancer is a program of the Entertainment Industry Foundation.
Bobby, you here again?
Yeah, my doctor told me to reduce stress at work, so I come to Buffalo Wild Wings to eat lunch and watch sports. I get to pick one of seven entrees, like sandwiches and salads, plus one of seven sides.
Well, I like sides.
It's so affordable, I can finally take a vacation.
Where you gonna go?
Here, Tim, here.
Introducing the new B-Dubs Fast Break Lunch Menu, starting at a new low price. Dine in or order takeout weekdays between 11 and 2. Participation and availability may vary. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
This weekend, unplug. Getting closer to nature can get you closer to your family. To find the forest nearest you, go to discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
As Bears training camp continues, keep it locked on The Score to hear your favorite shows, live training camp reports, Bears experts, players, coaches, and more right here on Chicago's home for Bears fans. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. Sports Radio 670 The Score, WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago. Scoreboard update.
It's 5 o'clock in the Score Update studio. I'm Julie DeCaro. According to the Buffalo News, Patrick Kane has been accused of rape by a woman in Hamburg, New York, and is currently under investigation in that town where he has an off-season home. Bob McCarthy of the Buffalo News.
Pat Kane is a target of a rape investigation at this point. There have been no arrests. There have been no anything that has approached anything like that in this scenario.
Chicago Tribune reported that neighbors say they saw plainclothes police officers enter Kane's home with flashlights on Sunday night. Again, no charges have been filed, no arrests have been made. The Blackhawks released a statement today saying, quote, "We are aware of the matter and are in the process of gathering information. It would be inappropriate to comment further at this time." To the NFL, Bears are 1 week away from their first preseason matchup. They'll take on the Miami Dolphins next Thursday night. Bears say top draft pick Kevin White's expected to begin light running next week. He's missed all of camp so far with shin splints. Michael Ola will be out for a week or so with a sprained knee. Defensive lineman Ego Ferguson was excused from practice today for personal reasons. The Bears aren't the only ones around the league dealing with injuries. Washington's DeSean Jackson separated his shoulder. He's out for a couple of weeks. Houston's Arian Foster will have surgery on his groin tomorrow. He's expected to be out until sometime around week 7 or 8. To baseball, Cubs open an all-important series against the Giants tonight as Chicago and San Francisco continue to battle over that second NL wildcard spot. San Francisco currently half a game up at postseason berth. Jason Hamill and Chris Heston face off tonight at Wrigley at 7:05. White Sox get the day off before they open a weekend set against the Royals. John Danks and Edinson Volquez on the mound for their respective teams tomorrow in Kansas City. The scoreboard update is brought to you by ChicagoFootball.com, your hub for Bears coverage. Listen to the Scorecard Golf Show every Saturday morning from 6 to 8 a.m. to hear the latest on the Chicago golf scene. The Scorecard Golf Show is brought to you by the BMW Championship. The BMW Championship is back at Conway Farms this September. Visit BMWChampionship.com for more information. I'm Julie DeCaro, and you're listening to the radio home for White Sox baseball. The next game on The Score is tomorrow at 6:35 when the Sox take on the Royals on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Northwestern Football, Chicago's Big Ten team. For tickets, visit nusports.com.
Boers and Bernstein, afternoons on The Score.
A guy who was on his way to being the most valuable player in the National Hockey League before he got hurt. But we know this about him. He always likes a big stage. So game 6, assist on the game-winning goal, score the insurance goal. It's been a joy to watch him grow and grow up. 88, Patrick Kane.
I know you said I've been growing up, but watch out for me the next week.
Boers and Bernstein.
That's fun.
Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score.
This portion of Sports Radio 670 brought to you by Sport Clips. You watch sports, they cut hair. It's perfect. Sport Clips. It's good to be a guy. Yeah, know who you're crapping today because of the news of the day. And we're in sort of an odd holding pattern here, and we're trying to figure out what could be going on. A lot of experts have speculated that this is the time when prosecutors are sitting with a potential accuser, or the actual accuser, and laying out what would have to happen for this to go forward. It's possible other evidence is being gathered. We had a defense attorney who speculated that the part of the Buffalo News story that says another town's law enforcement agency was brought in and it apprised of the case and told who was involved that his speculation was that they're out to see if there is a pattern of behavior there or something else that may have happened. Now they can apply this here and say, well, let's go revisit. Now, that's nothing that we know. That was just something speculated by somebody who said that he was an attorney. Certainly sounded like one.
And we're watching the local news on the monitors, and it's the lead story of every broadcast. Reporters are flocking to Buffalo to participate in trying to dig up any news they can on this story. And it's striking to me, Dan. I don't know if you have the same feeling that I do, but you see it up there and you see the graphics and you see the captions, and it's the word rape is next to Patrick Kane's name in every one of them. It's, of course, an accusation. It's just an investigation at this point. Nothing's been proven. We don't know a lot of the facts quite clearly, but it is striking, nevertheless, to see how it's being portrayed.
Well, that's what you talk about, that regardless of where things go from here, that even if, like you say, best case scenario, that nothing illegal happened. And I'm not saying best case scenario that he's able to sort of escape charges. I'm saying best case scenario, nobody was raped.
Right.
That's the best case.
Truly is no victim.
Correct. It's not about how it affects Patrick Kane. The best possible scenario is they investigate this and they determine that no crime was committed.
No crime was committed. There's no criminal. There's no victim. And that Kane can go on with his life. But even in that best case scenario,
like you say,
how do you avoid ever, how do you take away the vision that we're seeing right now?
All the same B-roll of him in court in his dark suit being admonished by a judge.
It's one after another. It's that scene from the courtroom, and then it's Madison in 2012, and it's this, and it's Kane drunk at parades and at rallies and on buses and being Patrick Kane.
In Joliet, here is Mike on the score.
Hello.
Yes, Mike.
This is Mike the Alcoholic.
Yeah.
Hello?
How you doing, Mike?
Well, we're doing great. I just wanted to weigh in briefly on Patrick Kane.
Can't wait.
And I just want to say this, guys. You know, when I was drinking, I didn't always get in trouble, but whenever I was in trouble, I was drunk. And, you know, I think this young fella, like a lot of us, has a problem, a disease called alcoholism. We never know what's going to happen when we take that first drink, but when we do, we can never control our actions after that point.
Okay.
And what I've learned in my being fortunate to be sober for 13 years is that I always thought it was the seventh rum and coke that got me. But as my sponsor so eloquently put it, Mike, when you're on a train track, you don't get hit with a caboose. You get hit by the engine, the first car. And anytime someone with alcoholism, which is a disease, takes the first drink, it's a recipe for disaster.
Right. Again, we're not sure who was drinking what or when. We know
I don't know that Kane's an alcoholic. I don't think anybody has said that. Anybody's accused him of that. What we do know is when he's gotten into difficulty, it's frequently been in a bar or around alcohol or having something to do with alcohol. That was the night of the
we know he likes to drink a lot.
and that the team has told him that if you're going to do it, don't put yourself in a position where it gets you in trouble, like in public, where people are taking pictures of you all the time. Northside, Mike, you're on the score.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. I hope this passes over with no one being hurt in that, but maybe that's too much to ask for. I just was wondering, I have a 14-year-old daughter, and she loves Patrick Kane. She's met him a couple of times. We go to a couple games a year. How do you explain to kids?
Tell her the truth.
All right.
That's how you explain to a 14-year-old. You tell her, have enough respect for her to tell her the truth. It's that simple.
I had the conversation this morning. My daughter got home from camp this morning. She's become a huge Hawks fan, which is something I never could have predicted. Huge Hawks fan. Both my girls are. And my youngest came home today from camp and asked me, what in God's name is going on? And I told her what I knew, which is what we've been telling you today. And then I had to tell her about all the, I said, this is his pattern of behavior. These are the things that he's done before. He's frequently gotten into trouble while drinking. I have no idea what occurred here. All I know is he's been accused. That's all I know about it. But I told her everything.
Yeah. The answer to that question, almost 100% of the time, Mike, is tell your kids the truth. I've had to do it. And you know how having a son who's a rabid sports fan and knowing that I am always trying to keep updated on everything that's going on. And he has a lot of tough questions. The Adrian Peterson stuff, the Darren Sharper stuff. Dad, what is rape? What does that mean? What's sexual assault? And you tell them. Just tell them. You have to. You don't have to get into grisly details to explain simply what exactly the wrongdoing is and what's so bad about it. And that's how we make sure whether, you know, boys or girls, the culture's got to change. The sports culture has to change somehow when it comes to the entitlement that so many athletes feel. Like you say, and you said in the very first segment of the show, how some seem to believe that women's bodies are just their playground on which they can do whatever they want, whenever they want.
And the important word there is entitled. They feel entitled.
Did you see the Amy Schumer Friday Night Lights parody with Josh Charles? Sensational. I mean, that really, his speech at the end and everything that it builds up to, I thought that was a very clever way of dealing with something about which it's hard to be clever.
I've spent a lot of time over the last 7 or 8 years now talking to Lee Goodmark, who's an attorney in Baltimore. She's an expert on domestic violence. She teaches at the University of Maryland. She's also a practicing attorney. She is an advocate for victims. And she says over and over and over again, and hopes that someday someone will listen. Clearly, the Bears did not. Clearly, most NFL teams have zero interest in this. But to change the culture, you've got to get the people in the locker room to change. And they have to become responsible as teammates and friends and as mentors to all the other players. Somewhere in there, someone has to stand up at some point and say, this is not okay. It is not okay to behave like this. And I think crime in many ways is if you're going to change things, there's going to have to be someone as a mentor in some form. In many of these situations, regardless of what kind of crime it is, but you need someone in the room to stand up and say, this has to change. This is not how we behave. If we're going to be thought of as men and as adults, this has to change. But that is not the culture in sports. The culture in sports is if we are in our 20s and we have money and we are famous, then we are entitled to women in any way that we want. That is a big problem. I don't know what Patrick Kane did. He's merely been accused. I'm not suggesting he did this. I have no idea. But I do know this, that the culture of American sports locker rooms is such that men believe that they are entitled to this.
Kevin is next on the score. Hi, Kevin.
Hey, guys. How's it going? Hey, Barry, real quick. I'm the guy that sent you a lot of the Harry Carey clips and with him saying that but to Amy. But real quick.
That's you?
Yeah.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for that. That's a gem. That's a treasure.
Yeah, it's always good stuff.
Never would have had that without you. Thank you.
No problem. But hey, real quick, you guys are talking about, you know, you don't, you're trying to investigate whether there's a victim, et cetera, et cetera. But the fact that some woman is out there claiming that she was potentially, you know, assaulted or whatever, and now the prosecutor is now investigating.